Has blocked your node from connecting. An explanation has been sent by email to your node operator. Reflector 9126. Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the New England Reflector 912.
Channel 6.
The time is 1:23 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
N2ZEP Mobile. Morning, Gary. What's going on? Just got out to Northern State myself. This is N2EB.
Good morning, John. Where is everyone this morning? Am I very late, or is everyone else late?
I put out a call 5 minutes ago, and nobody. Anyway, over the weekend, of course, I didn't get any confirmation of probably the order today, but over the weekend I put in an order to AES for the mobile antenna. This way Larson went bad. Now I'm using the monobander Cushcraft. So, very expensive stuff, you know.
So what did you order?
A diamond dual band. It has the open air coil in the middle. That's like the, I forget, like 44 inches long. There's another one that's shorter, and they sell that back, you know, wasn't that was that good. So we devote the same price, actually. I figured the other one, the longer one, is better. One was like 30 something inches, 44 inches, I don't know, something like that. Chrome, not black. It comes in black or chrome, so I just figured what the heck.
I don't remember which one of those two that I have, what the length of my antenna is, but I have the Diamond 770H in chrome.
Is that what you're using now?
I've been using it for years.
Yeah, that's it. The NR 770, and I guess it's, yeah, H, and the NMO connection. I think that's the one.
I have it with the UHF connection. I never really saw the advantage of the NMO. This way, if I have if I lose my antenna, if I really wanted to, I've got a dual bander that was originally designed to go, a collapsible whip that goes onto a BNC, but I've got a BNC to DL-232 adapter, so I can screw it onto a UHF mount.
Oh, it's just that my trunk mount is NMO, so I think I get the same thing, so all I gotta do is just, like, screw it on, that's it, you know. Maybe when I bought the Larson, I bought it I forget the call sign. alright. Anyway, it came with the mag mount, and of course the antenna, and all these, and then of course with the mag mount, all these different types of connections at the end. It was like a universal thing that put all these different adapters on. And I remember it was like $45 or something like that. It was like, this is just the antenna itself, no mag mount, and it's like $57. And with shipping, it's like, $61.
Over the years, I've purchased three mounts in my cars. One was a trunk lift mount, which had a very, very heavy...
At 8:30.
Chrome plated
W2
and a couple of sets of screws that went under the lip, and then it had the UHF connector on it. Coming off of that, it had a standard piece of coax, which threaded its way to the DL 259, and that's the way it came from the manufacturer. Then I bought a mag mount with a, I'd say it's about a 6-inch base magnet, really heavy mag mount. I could put just about anything I wanted onto that. Also with a UHF connection on it, and the standard 259 connector on the end of that. And then I bought the diamond adjustable mount for this car, and actually I bought it for the other car. I moved it between cars, and it has a swivel mount. I can adjust it to get the angle of the mount correct to keep the antenna vertical. I can adjust it in multiple planes. That one came through with...
Good evening. This is the WQVL repeater. The time is 7:10 p.m.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you for that. You were a little muddy at the end, but I think we all copy that. So let me put it over now to Mark up there in the Bronx. Before we go around and make our 73 round, anything to add, Mark? KT2, CSX, you still with us? All right, nothing heard from CSX. We'll put it back to the top here. It's getting about 20 minutes, too. I imagine with all these people, it's going to take that much to ring us out. We'll put it back to the top to Steve. Any last words of wisdom, Steve? W2FBR, JF2WR.
I think the Steve has a cheeseburger deluxe he's working on right now. It's pretty good. Manny, over to you, KT2, VMS.
Yes, Andy, thank you so much for picking me up tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And hopefully, time permitting, I'll try and get to meet you guys. And I will check out that website that you gave me and take it from there. So anyway, let's say 73 to everyone that's on. And I'm going to be getting off because I got to walk my four-legged friend before I get to bed. So I'm going to get going here. So thank you so much. Pleasure talking with you. So 73 from KC2 VMS from Yonkers, New York, and the MTAP going Yonkers.
KC2 VMS KF2WR. Manny, the pleasure was all ours. The pleasure was all ours. Check in on the other website there, and we'll see if we can get you down for a Thursday night meeting. You're more than welcome to come down and do a little face-to-face, shake some hands, and we always have a few laughs. And a few cookies, too, but that's beside the point. Manny, pet the dog. Thank you so much. Take care now. 7-3. And with that, for the 73 round, I'll give it over to Abe. WB2PQI.
As usual, an enjoyable evening. Nice to talk to everyone, and that's the dissemination of ideas. That's ham radio. Nice to pick yourself up, pick a radio up, and go. Just on a quickie, is 29.6 or 29 megacycles considered VHF, or is it still HF?
I believe everything under 30 is HF.
Okay, that answered my question. Okay, I'll say 73 to everybody. I'll be in the background monitoring.
Hi, Dave. Fine business as always. And be careful with the construction, man. Observe all safety, wear your safety glasses, and all that good stuff, all right? We need you around for many years to come. And with that, I'll put it over to Charlie, WB2, YZX in Staten Island, KF2WR, the K2IRT Club.
Hey, Andy, very good, and unfortunately I can't participate this weekend. Believe me, I would love to. I just have too much stuff going on here. In fact, I'm going to rent the car Saturday. But still even with that, I won't have time to get on down there. And I'm cleaning up the shack as we speak here, and I probably have enough QST, CQs, and even 73 magazines. to pile in through the ceiling, and I think it's time to throw some of them out. And debating whether to dump my old SP-897 with the big hole in the PC port from the Lightning. So, the worst thing about cleaning this place up is the more I unearth stuff, the more things I find, and I said, well, nice, I can't throw that out. So, this is terrible. But, maybe we have a meeting here, have a little garage sale in my house. But, enough of me. So, let me say goodnight to everybody, and I'll be on the side. WV2YZX2, back to you, Andy.
Alright, Charlie's point is this. I find cleaning the shack is very cleansing. I throw a whole bunch of stuff out and then just say, space for new stuff to come in. So it's a very cleansing thing. Good luck with it, Ben. I know it's hard to part with a lot of stuff. I wind up marrying everything I have here, so, I got old radios dating way back. Anyway, good luck with that project. And with that, I'll put it over to Marcus. N2LPB, KF2WR, the K2IR T-Club.
Okay, Andy, thanks for picking up the net. I had a good time. Charlie, we're definitely going to miss you this weekend, but I guess we'll keep the logs and maybe still send it to you so you can send them in. Maybe. Hi. Good night, everybody. This is N2LPB, clear.
Good night, Marcus. It's always a pleasure.
I am, Andy. For myself, as I said earlier when I came on, I have been on. I did enjoy getting it for the first time in a long time. Hopefully, in the future, I'll be able to be on the net almost every Thursday. And I did enjoy giving my point of view and also listening to all the discussions that will be done this evening about different things. Okay, so this is KA2K2K73, and just in general, let me know where they're looking on the side.
Thank you very much. That's what we're used to. And you're always welcome to do that.
So I'll try one last shout out to KC2CSX. You still there, Mark?
And we'll try one last one to Steve, W2FBR. Steve, you're here for a
73QCMA. Repeat, TL1148.
All right, nothing hurts, so we're going to call that down. We're going to tie a ribbon on this tonight. This was the K2IRT, New York City Electrons, to use your equipment. If there's ever anything turning the repeater, that's a casual amateur use. Back to casual amateur use. 7-3, everybody, thank you. This is KF2WR.
Charge! There's no charge. Once again, my goodness, that sounds good. The picture you're seeing of your friend in Florida, the right way to go. That's amazing.
N2YYB, I believe. This is KD0JAB in Boulder, Colorado. How are you doing?
Very good. Good evening. I guess you're coming in on EchoLink. Name here is Howard.
Nope, I'm coming in here through my radio, on IRRLP. By the way, my name is Nate, November Alpha Tango Echo. Over to you.
Good evening, Nate. Okay. Signal sounds good. Boulder, Colorado. This is the Weimark Repeater, Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club, located in Long Island, New York. The suburb of New York City. How is the weather in Boulder?
It's fair. I've been down Boulder for a little bit. I mean, I've gone to the mountains snowboarding the past 2 days. So, on the way down, though, we did get a little bit of snow. But, not very much. It's been beautiful around here. So, yeah, it's been warmish. 40s, a high, usually. but no snow we got from December. We got a bunch of snow in December. Now it's all melting. Back to you.
All right, well, it's been pretty chilly here the last week. But right now, the upper 20s. And we had a big snowstorm December before the holidays. That snow has long melted.
Oh, right, yeah, I heard about that. That was a big snowstorm going across the whole United States. Pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, it hasn't been quite warm enough for it to all melt yet. So, I guess, usually in Boulder, too, it's gone by the next week or so, easily. But in Boulder and, that's okay, I guess. It's all ice, though. Most stuff in, like, backyards and stuff I've been done to get to, very much. Like, I live in a golf course. So, all there's some snow in the golf course, but, you know, all the roads are fine, and, most of the yards are good. Just a few spots where there's still a little bit of snow, or, ice. Mostly it's ice. Back to you. KD0JAB.
And to YYC. I'm curious, how did you pick this repeater? Were you just trying different repeaters, or have you come on this repeater previously?
Well, this is connected to reflector number 9126 on the IRP. So, I'm just on that right now. And, there's a bunch of different repeaters or stations that are connected. So, it's hooked up to a reflector. Back to you.
Okay, well, signal definitely sounds good. I know other people come in on our repeater. The big thing is sometimes I notice there's a delay. I'll drop repeater a few second pause, I guess, till I hear from them because there's a delay in their end.
Yeah, price over the internet, since I'm connecting to internet and to you. It's probably why there's a delay, it's not instantaneous like most repeaters are. I mean, if it's simplex, or, I mean, if it's RF to RS, then it'd be instantaneous like what the repeater should be. That's, if I can see, I think I'll have to get going. Don't want to hold the reflection too much. But it was nice to be able to chat with someone without using, you know, HF. But okay, so I'll get Health Phase 73, and hope you have a great night, and hopefully talk to you again soon. This is K0JAB.
All right, nice talking to you also, 73s. Have a good evening. And 2YYC, I'll be clear.
KD0JAB, I'll be clear. KD0JAB, calling link.
Time is 7:40 p.m. Good evening. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Thank you.
connected. Disconnected.
The time is 7:50 p.m. This is the WQVL repeater. Good evening. WQVL repeater system. Time.
Good evening. I'm K2 Kilowatt. K2 Romeo India Whiskey. My name is Vic. And with the help of K2 Kilowatt Echo.
Wave ratio. And if you wanted to be really a purist, if you were the moon bouncer,